Hey, thank you for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Many ways you can hear this show. We're on digital FM satellite and online at npr.org/Bryant Park, and you can see some pretty cool things there, too. I'm Allison Stewart.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Rachel Martin. Hey, don't go anywhere. Why, you ask? Because Bill Wolf is here, and he's going to talk sports. But first, here's the news with Corva Coleman.
This is NPR.
And hello again, everyone. The New York Giants have pulled off the upset of the season and won Super Bowl 42. They defeated the heavily favored New England Patriots 17-14. Now, the Pats had an undefeated season. They were looking to finish it off that way. But Patriots coach Bill Belichick said while he expected to fight for a victory, his team was outplayed.
It was a tough game, about the way we expected, about the way it was the last time. And congratulate the Giants. They made some plays there at the end. We had our chances, but they just made a couple more than we did.
And those couple more plays came in the fourth quarter when Giants quarterback Eli Manning put his team ahead for good in the last 2 minutes of the game. California's First Lady, Democrat Maria Shriver, has endorsed Democrat Barack Obama for president. Shriver's husband, California Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, has endorsed Republican presidential candidate John McCain. GOP candidate Mitt Romney won the GOP caucuses in Maine over the weekend. He easily defeated his closest rival, John McCain. Congressman Ron Paul came in third place. Iowa caucus winner Mike Huckabee finished fourth. Voters in Serbia have elected to keep their pro-Western president, Boris Tadic. He defeated nationalist Tomislav Nikolic by a razor-thin margin in Serbian voting yesterday. One of the election's looming issues was the pending breakaway of Serbia's Kosovo province. The independence of Kosovo was something both candidates opposed, but Tadic also opposes the use of military force in Kosovo. Ethnic violence in Kenya continues despite a new agreement by rival political leaders there. President Mwai Kibaki and opposition leader Raila Odinga both claim they won last December's disputed presidential election, and members of their ethnic groups are fighting over the point. There's a new setback in reconciliation talks. The proposed leader of one part of the talks has now quit, saying he is wrongly being accused of having links to the Kenyan opposition. The Senate is expected to vote this week on a proposed economic stimulus package. One version has already been passed by the House, one that President Bush has endorsed. The Senate is considering whether to enhance this bill by adding new items, such as expanded unemployment benefits. The idea could attract support following last Friday's jobless report. Employers cut 17,000 jobs in January, job cuts not seen since 2003. And the biggest hit at the box office this weekend? Oh, that's right. It was Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus, the Best of Both Worlds filmed concert. The 3D film follows the 15-year-old Disney star on a recent tour and brought in $29 million. Filmgoers say the experience was almost like being at the concert, and if you care, the number two film was the horror film The Eye and Over Her Dead Body, starring Desperate Housewives star Ava Longoria Parker, finished third. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Rachel and Allison, back to you.